Hello, and welcome to 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown.
Hi, I'm Karen Perry, and I'm also consider myself to be an activist on behalf of the planet.
This week, we're talking about sustainable energy. So how green is green energy? Which energy source is the best for the planet? How can we cut down on our energy uses? Find out the answers to all these questions and more, but first, let's meet our guest.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story?
So, okay, in 2011, after learning so much about all the systems of our planet, politics, money, food systems, everything that we do, environmental systems, I was compelled to go on a trip across the country and participate in the largest environmental arrest action in the history of the environmental movement in the United States, which was called the Tar Sands Action. And it was put on by Bill McKibben and 350.org as a pushback against the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. And so myself, my husband, and others in our traveling caravan were arrested there along with 1,200 other people. And that experience forever changed my life. I came home. I made the commitment after seeing a mountaintop removal site in West Virginia and witnessing all kinds of other devastating practices across our country that I was going to change my life. And so my husband and I quit our jobs. We cashed out everything. We moved us and our 5 blended kids up to the woods near Colfax, where we started experimenting with living differently as a way to push back against the dominant paradigm that we think is destroying everything. We found it very important to educate about the tar sands, which was why we went and got arrested in the first place, and hydro fracking and all these practices that we do. We found that so many people don't understand, and we were educating in the streets and in schools and any place people would have us come and share.
So why is it important to do something about our current use and production of energy?
It's a really big question, but it's actually a pretty easy answer. But it's not a pretty answer. I'll just be straight up. But if we don't change what it is that we're doing, we are going to change our ability to be able to survive on this planet. And that's the harsh reality of our current predicament. We have become a species that's Homo colossus in nature because of our ability to harness fossil fuels and what they've been able to allow us to do. That has, while it's been really awesome, I'll put that in quotes, for the humans, it hasn't been nearly so wonderful for all the rest of the community of life. And so while we may think that having the next latest and greatest iPhone or, you know, more Christmas holiday decorations or whatever it is that we feel we have to have is super important and required for us to live, the reality is the energy that we use is behind all the destruction that's bringing our biosphere down. And there is no green technology that is going to fix or solve what we're doing. It's kind of a big bitter pill to swallow, but it's really about changing everything that we do and understanding the role that energy plays in all of it. For example, when we're talking about expanding solar, for example, we have to talk about the batteries, the storage system, the mining that's required for the batteries and the storage system and the transmission lines and all the fossil fuel infrastructure that's required to build all of that, and the consequences of, you know, the mining to all the creatures and all the humans. And, you know, it's it's kind of peeling back the layers of the onion to really start going, okay. And this Bright Green Lives also is filled with statistics on if we were to transition to all renewable energies, how much do we actually have to need, which is in the quadrillions of dollars and amount of things to actually take what we do with fossil fuels and make it all renewables.
We've discussed electric cars versus gas-powered cars, and we've kind of seen that, you know, electric cars, they're not that much better than gas-powered cars. We haven't discussed solar energy, but solar energy has serious problems as well. So it's not a great option either, and neither is hydropower, which can disrupt ecosystems and cause all sorts of problems with erosion and with oceans. Nuclear energy also has its downfalls. Obviously, fracking and getting energy the way we do now does not work, and we cannot continue to do that. What we really need, because none of these green energies are really the best option, what we need to do is reduce our energy use starting like right now.
Bottom line, to keep doing this the way we do it, it's not possible.
Right, we need to cut down on our energy use instead of trying to get new energy sources. Right?
The conversation never is about using less, except that's what we have is a growth problem. So absolutely, I mean, using less across the board, I feel instead of developing more new technologies, we'd be much better off just to use what we've already created and start, you know, scaling back on how much of that we use.
What are some things people can do to help start the switch to better energy options and to the reduction of energy use all over?
It comes, knowledge is power, right? So understanding exactly what energy is, where it comes from, when you flip that switch, where does it come from? When you take that hot shower, where does it come from? Like, and then being accountable to the people, plants, and animals that have had to sacrifice for us to be able to have all those comforts and conveniences. So that's like the first step, is getting real with it and learning about it. Additional resource to take down and really absorb the components of all the industrial energy systems that we use, then I highly recommend this book called Bright Green Lies, which is filled with, it looks at every single thing that we use and breaks it down into all of its, you know, component.
So this can be as simple as shutting down your computer at night. You can also, you know, make sure you have energy efficient light bulbs. Make sure that you turn the lights off when you leave a room. So unplug your computer cables, your phone chargers, all that when they're not in use. Otherwise, you're just wasting energy. You know, try to carpool and use smart power strips. Maybe install a programmable thermostat, which can actually significantly reduce your energy use. And use energy-efficient appliances. You can also reduce your water heating expenses by taking more cold showers, using more cold water instead of energy to heat water. Installing energy-efficient windows and making sure that your house is fully insulated so that it can keep in as much heat or keep as cool as you want it to without having to run the air conditioner or heater all season. That can really help. We like to talk about the quote from Robert Swan, who is an explorer and environmental leader. The quote is, "The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it." We are the generation, we are the people on this planet right now that can make a difference, can make a change to help stop all of the issues that are going on. You don't have to flip your whole life around. It can just be a simple change that really helps create a better, brighter, cleaner future for everyone living on this planet. I mean, there's so many ways to help this crisis. There's so many ways to help. Honestly, it can be super simple stuff like turning off the faucet when you're brushing your teeth. That can save energy. Or just flipping a light switch when you leave the room. How simple is that? If we all work together and start saving energy today, it'll make a huge difference for all of our futures.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast episode.
Thanks for all you're doing, and bye.
Come back next week for a brand new episode. This has been 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown, brought to you by the Placer High School Environmental Club. Please take a moment to visit our website, linked in the show notes, or follow us on Instagram, @Placer_environmental_club. We frequently post inspiring content and also ways you can get involved with helping your community and the environment on that page. So please go check it out. As always, all the information presented in this podcast is linked in the show notes, along with links to purchase the books we discussed. A big thank you to all club members. See you next week. Bye!